Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tommy Brown. Batting second. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Wilson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sal Evars. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz takes first base on ball four. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from Evars and he is out, Dark applying the tag. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Lockman moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is walked intentionally. Sal Evars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evars hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. Two outs. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a line drive into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivars hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. Serena hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Ivars drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fondi out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ivars hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hearn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Addis pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell pinch hits for Bob Rush. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell takes first base on ball 4. Addis moves to second. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Dark catches it and throws to second to double up Addis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Addis now playing right field. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Frank Baumholtz now playing center field. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lockman strikes out. 1 out. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dark. The throw from Chee-Tee and he is safe. Dark steals second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.